average price of a gallon of gas in the U.S. crossed the $3 mark this week. And if you're like many of us, you probably aren't looking forward to that next trip to the gas station. Our next guest isn't either. J.W. Callahan delivers pizzas for a living. He's also the president of the Association of Pizza Delivery Drivers. He joins us from Macon, Georgia. J.W., welcome to the Motley Fool Radio Show.
Hey, how you doing, Dave?
Very well, thank you. What have rising gas prices meant for the pizza delivery business?
It's been rough on the drivers, I'll tell you that.
And that's because the drivers buy their own gas?
For the most part, yes.
Are these pizza companies, are you able to pass on the cost to the customer, JW, or are the drivers somewhere in between there?
It's funny. Most of the big companies and their franchisees, you know, they are raising delivery charges left and right every time we turn around, and they only pass a fraction of that off to the driver. They're actually profiting off the situation, by and large.
Wow.
When I started delivering pizzas in 1987, there were no delivery charges. Companies paid 50 cents per delivery to the driver for gas money. Now, you're looking at delivery charges, $1, $2, $3 in some markets, and the drivers only get a fraction of this. Customers, by and large, reduce the tip appropriately when they see a delivery charge. The driver gets squeezed by the company that he's working for.
J.W. Callahan, how much are you spending on fuel each week?
Wow. It's an unimaginable amount of money. I would estimate over $200.
Let's wave our magic wand and let you solve this problem for us. How should your industry cope with rising fuel prices?
Well, obviously, the companies need to pay their gas bill. If you own or run a pizza shop, pizza franchise, the best way to do this would be to compensate the drivers at the IRS rate of, they just raised it to 48 cents a mile for the rest of this year, to compensate for the hurricane fiasco there with the oil supply. So, yeah, if a company is paying out 48 cents a mile to the driver can obviously afford not only the gas but the maintenance on his vehicle, which is another big issue. And it's a write-off for the company. If the company is profitable, it shouldn't be costing them a thing in the end.
Makes a lot of sense to me. Finally, let me ask you the age-old question, because I guess I have to. It's the age-old question. How much should I be tipping my pizza delivery driver?
You should always tip a minimum of $2. It's just courtesy. And other than that, it's just like waiting tables, only my dining room is 20 miles wide. If it's not right or we forget something, it's not going to be coming back to you in 2 or 3 minutes. It's an extra trip. If you get good service, then you should expect to pay 15 to 20% tip, just like any other wait. And what you've got to understand is if your pizza's not on time, there's 20 people in that shop that have a hand in the making and preparation of your food before the driver gets to deliver it. If it's slow, it's probably not the driver's fault. Driver's got no interest at all in holding up your food.
J.W. Callahan is a pizza delivery driver himself and the president of the Association of Pizza Delivery Drivers. You can learn more about his organization at pizzadeliverydrivers.org. J.W., thanks for spending some time with us this weekend.
Thank you, Dave.
Hey, pizza man, if you please, you got to have pepperoni and cheese. We bring it fast, we're not too far. Bring it in your supercharged extra large. Plus, you got really hot, bright in your mozzarella pizza car.